This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. All arrangements are in place for the third and final phase of voting for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling in 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. All polling stations are ensured with minimum basic facilities as more than 20,000 polling staff has been put on duty. 5,060 polling stations have been established across 7 districts of Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipora in Kashmir Division and Jammu, Udhampur, Katwa and Samba districts in Jammu Division. The Delhi Police has banned protests and assembly of 5 or more unauthorized persons in 3 districts of National Capital Delhi and bordering areas till Saturday, citing law and order issues. The 3 districts are Central Delhi, New Delhi and North Delhi. The prohibitory order under Section 163 of Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita has come into force since yesterday and will remain effective till the 5th of this month. The order issued by Delhi Police Commissioner said the Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana assembly elections are underway and thus there is a need to have continuous check on the movement of persons and vehicles from Delhi borders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with his Jamaican counterpart, Dr. Andrew Holness, in New Delhi today. To bolster bilateral ties, a number of MOUs and agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries. This is the first visit of Dr. Holness to India. During his visit, he will also call on the President and the Vice President. The Jamaican Prime Minister will also meet with other dignitaries and interact with trade and industry leaders during his 4-day visit. He will also visit Varanasi on the 2nd of October. The Health Ministry has issued draft guidelines outlining conditions for the withdrawal of life support in terminally ill patients. The draft guidelines have been released for public comments. Terminal illness has been defined as an irreversible or incurable condition in which death is inevitable in the foreseeable future. Several brain injuries with no recovery after 72 hours are included in this category. The centre has approved the release of 675 crore rupees to flood-affected states of Gujarat, Manipur and Tripura as an advance from National Disaster Response Fund, NDRF. Of the total amount, 600 crore rupees has been approved for Gujarat, 50 crore rupees for Manipur and 25 crore rupees for Tripura. These states have been affected by the extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon this year. Ministry of Home Affairs said in a statement that the central government is fully committed to provide all possible assistance to flood-affected states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in Jharkhand on Wednesday. During his visit, the Prime Minister will launch Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,000 crore rupees in Hazaribagh. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the people of Iran through a video message saying the Iranian regime plunges the region deeper into darkness and war. In a 3-minute video posted to X, he said there is no way in the Middle East Israel cannot reach. Nepal's Minister of Home Affairs confirmed that the death toll due to flood and landslides has been increased to 209 people, while 29 people are still missing. The ministry said 142 people are injured and more than 4,500 people have been rescued. There is severe damage to infrastructure as roads are broken and blocked, 16 bridges are damaged, and there is severe loss of personal property of residents in flood-affected areas. People's livelihoods and businesses are adversely affected. In cricket, Bangladesh will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 26 for 2 against India on the last day of the Kanpur test this morning. Mominul Haq and Shadman Islam were at the crease when stumps were drawn yesterday. For India, Ashwin claimed both the wickets. Earlier on day 4, the hosts declared their first innings at 285 for 9, taking a lead of 52 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.